Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. At this time, I'll turn it over to our brother David.
Good morning, everyone. This morning we would like to examine the words of 2 Timothy 2:15, a memory verse that most of us learned while we were young, and we want to understand the message that the two believers throughout the centuries. In particular, we would like to focus our thoughts this morning on the extremely important concept of study, true Bible study, without which we will never be able to grow spiritually and develop the fruit characteristics that our Lord will look to see. Improvements can always be made concerning our Bible study efforts, and hopefully this talk will encourage that, both individually and collectively. We'd first like to investigate the word study itself in this verse, and look at its broader context within the Scripture, and then we will continue with a short exhortation as to the importance of study in our lives. As we begin, though, we feel it is very important to realize the circumstances under which the second epistle to Timothy was written. The evil emperor Nero was ruling in Rome, and no doubt Paul the Apostle knew that he was about to die. Therefore, Paul's inspired message to Timothy and the ecclesia at large, it was an urgent message. It had an urgent message as Paul tried to encourage his audience in the faith, despite the harshest of circumstances. It is interesting, then, that the Spirit, through Paul, would bring up the concept of study to Timothy, so no doubt it is of the utmost importance. If we take a moment to look up the word study in Strong's Concordance, we will find that the word means, quote, to use speed, that is to make effort, be prompt or earnest, do or give diligence, be diligent or forward, endeavor, labor, study, unquote. Here we find the true implication of study. Study means labor. It involves true effort and requires earnest diligence to be successful. Can we say this of our personal studies? And what exactly do we study? 2 Timothy 2:15 again gives us the answer. We are to rightly divide the word of truth. The word divide here is also very interesting, as it comes from a Greek word which means, quote, to make a straight cut, that is figuratively to dissect or expound correctly the divine message, to rightly divide, unquote. Utilizing these definitions then, let us reread 2 Timothy 2:15. Make speedy, diligent effort to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly cutting into and dissecting correctly the word of truth. It is only if we follow this prescribed method of study that we may be found approved unto our God. The question is, do we live this way? Studying and then applying the word of God should be the center focus of our life, as the word contains the only way to salvation. Yes, we all know there are certainly things that we all have to learn for our work or for school, but we must make sure that these things never take priority over the study of God's word. Let us then follow Paul's instruction to the Romans in chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Moving forward, we want to look at several New Testament passages where the Greek word for study in 2 Timothy 2:15 has been alternately translated as endeavoring, diligence, and labor. We're going to substitute the word study into these verses where appropriate. So please turn with me to Ephesians 4, verse 3. Ephesians 4, verse 3. Study to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Again, that's the same word as in 2 Timothy 2:15. Hebrews 4, 9 through 11. Right. Hebrews 4, 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us study, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. 2 Peter 1, verse 10 and 11. Second Peter 1, verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, study to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And lastly on this, 2 Peter 3, verses 13 and 14. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, study that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. So from the verses that we have just read, we find that study is a necessary element of our probationary walk, without which we cannot succeed. Seeing that study is essential to salvation, we must ask ourselves, what exactly is it, and how do we go about it? 2 Timothy 2:15 gives us our first clue, as we recall that the word divide means, quote, to make a straight cut, that is figuratively to dissect or expound correctly the divine message, to rightly divide, unquote. Study, therefore, amounts to an active searching for the hidden beauties of the truth that may help us to life eternal. In the Old Testament, this concept was relayed to Israel through the lesson of the clean animals under the law. In Leviticus chapter 11, we find that the clean animals had to chew the cud and divide the hoof. Chewing the cud represents ruminating, or chewing on that word repeatedly, digesting it into our bodies and gaining spiritual nutrients therefrom. The divided hoof relates to the application of our studies through a productive walk. Back in the New Testament, Jesus himself pointed to the importance of study when he said in John 5:39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Now, according to Mr. Bullinger, the word search here means to search as a lion or a hound tracks by scent. Again, that's to search as a lion or a hound tracks by scent. We're also told in Acts 17:10 and 11 that the noble brethren of Berea received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily. Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." Study, then, is an active process by which we must dig into the Word. It is an honor and the privilege of kings that we should not neglect. The importance of study should now be clear to us. Study helps us to sharpen our spiritual sword and excites us into a living, working faith, while it also takes away from time that we might otherwise be spending in the world following the things of flesh. Unfortunately, modern trends of worship and worldly distractions have led to the de-emphasis of study and its practical benefits. We would like to examine just a few possibilities as to why this is happening in order that we might all work against worldly trends in our midst. All right, first, let's turn over to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 12. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 12. "And further by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh." Unfortunately, some may take this verse, and it might be easy to do, to say that we shouldn't bother to study our Bibles because much study is a weariness of the flesh. It wearies us. But this is a notion which refutes every single verse that we've discussed this morning. Can we really say that this verse was taken or spoken regarding study of the Bible? We'd say no. In order to not contradict Scripture, we feel that the simple explanation to this verse is that it speaks of the knowledge of science falsely so-called, which is 1 Timothy 6:20, and of knowledge that puffeth up, 1 Corinthians 8:1. So this worldly knowledge is certainly not the truth which should humble us. Much to the opposite, we see in Hosea 4:6 that Yahweh laments when his people do not study his word or do not know his word. Let's turn to Hosea 4:6. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I also will forget thy children." Moving forward, we feel that sometimes we emphasize daily reading so much that we forget to do true study. Now, neglecting proper study is really easy to do. And Please do not take this statement incorrectly, because we do believe that daily readings are vital and that they help us in the washing of the water of the Word day by day. However, daily readings and study are not the same thing. When we read, we get a surface overview of God's truth, and while these readings are a very good daily habit, only study allows us to truly dig in and dissect the Word to its core message of the Gospel. True study in this manner can be in the form of word studies, verse-by-verse studies, Bible marking, dissecting types and allegories, character studies, striving to understand the intricacies of prophecy, etc. Whatever is the case, in the long run, it is this type of activity, again an active digging, that will keep us steadfast and encouraged in our faith, continually searching for more in an effort to glorify Yahweh. Finally, it seems that over recent years, portions of the body have been drifting farther and farther away from the first principle beliefs and works of Christ, the prophets, and the apostles, as further expounded by our pioneer brethren. As such, Eureka, Elpis Israel, Christendom Astray, and other works are sometimes viewed as outdated works of men, which are not any better than the writings of modern Christian writers, which can be read more often. This is sort of a sad view. We certainly hope that none of us would consider any Bible-based work more important than the Bible itself, but they are certainly tools that Yahweh has blessed us with. To use an analogy, and it comes from the parables of Christ, the truth of the Scripture is a buried treasure that we seek in the field. It's also the pearl of great price that we desire. On the other hand, the works of our brethren of old, along with concordances and lexicons, dictionaries, they're all tools. They're shovels, pickaxes, and brushes. We are the workers who use these tools, each of which have their strengths and a few weaknesses, but ultimately we must be putting in the effort individually if they are to be used correctly in an effort to find that treasure of the truth. We would be foolish to cast our tools aside, thinking that we can do the work by our own hands. As a famous novelist once wrote, quote, "The man who does not read good books has no advantage over the man who can't read them," unquote. In conclusion, then, we hope that our words this morning have helped to demonstrate that Bible study should form a central part of every believer's life. The Bible is clear to this. Please remember that the word study in the Greek indicates that we must use speed, we must make effort, we must be prompt and earnest, give due diligence, endeavor, labor. We are never too young to start our studies, and we must continue to study throughout our entire probationary walk. In fact, the entire ecclesia depends upon study, and equally important, and we don't want to minimize this, the application of our studies. Study helps us to know false doctrine when we see it. It helps us to realize there is only one prophetic truth, as no scripture is of any private interpretation. Study takes up time that we might otherwise be spending in an unwise manner. It encourages us in our faith. It helps us develop fruits of the Spirit. And most importantly, study helps us and supports us in glorifying our Heavenly Father. It is in this scriptural spirit that we would encourage every brother, sister, and young person, including myself, to give due diligence to the concept of Bible study, true Bible study. Instead of wasting away our free time with the internet, Facebook, television, sports, and other distractions of the world, we should better balance our time and use it wisely. Refuse the evil and choose the good. And that's what Christ was prophesied. It was prophesied of Christ. He would refuse the evil and choose the good. It is our prayer that we would all make extra effort to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling, studying in the hope of the kingdom to come. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you.